This Sunday, American Catholics will be heading to their local parishes for Mass. Father Kevin Mullen leads St. Leo's Church in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Father Mullen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Have you been seeing more parishioners at Mass over the past week?
We saw a slight increase, I would say, last weekend, and certainly during this week there was an increase. Today, certainly a number of people came to our noontime Mass, a greater number than would usually be here. And we would expect this Sunday to see, again, a slight increase because of the Pope's funeral.
With so much attention now on the Pope's funeral and on St. Peter's Square, what does this moment represent in a larger sense for Catholics, and particularly for Catholics here in America?
I think it presents a teachable moment, a moment where we can first pause and reflect and give thanks on the ministry of Pope John Paul II and his life and witness, but then to move also to a moment and to see for ourselves what we as a church community, particularly local churches like my own, a parish community, what we need to be about in terms of living our mission and living the gospel we've been given.
So what kind of specific opportunity does this represent for you?
Well, I think in terms of, it's a moment to rededicate oneself and to certainly capture some of the enthusiasm that comes as a result of a lot of this attention, and to marshal that into some specific areas, particularly, say, to reach out to new peoples who are moving into our area and to take the witness of globalization that we see from John Paul II and to put into practice in our neighborhoods.
What are you planning to discuss in this week's homily?
Well, right now my plan is to reflect as we would upon the scripture readings of that day and to try and bring them to bear to this situation, but particularly to address my community, that as we have paused and given thanks and I think rightfully felt a sense of pride, the danger might be to kind of sit and just be in all the ceremony and get caught up in all the trappings. Yet there's challenges for us to live the gospel and to go forth now as John Paul II did, and not just to stay in that moment, but to continue our on the road, which is kind of the theme of the scripture reading we'll be using this weekend.
Last weekend, the first homily you delivered after the Pope's death, and this, the first homily after his funeral, has it been different for you when you sit down and you actually put pen to paper?
It certainly has been different from one sense that he was the Pope when I was ordained a priest and began my ministry, and one of the first things that I faced last week was not using his name in the Eucharistic prayer for the first time ever since I've said Mass, and just as a pause and kind of a noticeable change there. But in addition to that, it's been a time, I think, to just reassess where we've been over these 26 years and what it's about, and a lot to give thanks for.
There may well be parishioners in the pews on Sunday who haven't spent a lot of time at church in recent years. What can you say to them, or what do you plan to say to them to try to bring them back to the church, or if they drift away once again, to give them something to think about in coming weeks and years?
One of the aspects of, at least for this Sunday, is that the gospel passage that we use really begins with two people who are walking away from the experience after Jesus' crucifixion, and they were walking away discouraged and hurt and in pain and thinking that it was all lost and gone. And they discover on this road to Emmaus that the Lord is walking with them. And it's in the context of prayer, and it's in the context then of the Eucharist, that they come to recognize that the Lord is with them. And he opens their minds and hearts to the Scripture. And I'm hopeful that the same process can happen to anyone who comes back this weekend.
Father Mullen, thanks for talking to us.
Okay, Michelle, thank you.
Father Kevin Mullen leads St. Leo's Catholic Church in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. You can hear the entire funeral service for Pope John Paul II and see photos at our website, npr.org.